Christians need to be aware of false prophets. And Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20 speaks of false prophets. And us as Christians today, especially in the church, need to look for false prophets and be aware of them and point them out when we find them. Verse 15 starts out, "Beware the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, and inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them." Now, verse 15 here is talking about false teachers with doctrine of men and not of God. We must understand that we need to make sure that we only teach God and Jesus and learn from Him. And sheep's clothing would mean that they would be undetected by many, just like the wolf trying to devour his prey. He wants to be undetected to the sheep, therefore he can sneak in and devour them. And inwardly, that they are unrighteous motives and have unrighteous motives where they would do that. Verse 16 says that he would know them by their fruits, by their actions and the way they carry themselves and the doctrine that they teach today. Now, verse 17 simply says that one can only have good from good, and from bad can only come bad. Therefore, by watching them and looking at them every day, we can see the works that they have. Now, verse 18 says, "A good person bears good fruit, and a bad person can only bear bad fruit." So this person cannot be a saint or a false teacher at the same time. So by their actions and the things that they teach, we know what they are, and we'll be able to detect them. Now, verse 19 carries on and says, "The tree that bears bad fruit will be thrown into the fire." Well, just the same as a false teacher and each and one of us, if we teach any false doctrine today, that we will have that judgment before the Lord in one day can be thrown into the lake of fire or hell's fire. And verse 20 says, "We will know them by their fruits. To bring forth no fruit, though, or to bring forth bad fruit, then we will be thrown in a lake of fire, or they will also." So what kind of fruit do we need to bear? Well, the kind that Jesus Christ left for us today. And just as Paul, writing to the saints in Philippi, he told them what kind of fruits to bear. In Philippians 1, 9-11, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." We know through the study and obedience to the will of God that we will grow good fruits. And through our good fruits, each and every day, we can strive to be better with Him. And in that final day of that judgment, when Christ returns, we can stand before Him and He will allow us in. We need to keep our eyes open for bad fruits and on false teachers in the church and in our world today. And through study and doctrine and to diligently seeking His Word, we can do so.